It's a place the American legal system has never been before. A former U.S. president now facing federal charges. Former President Donald Trump says the Justice Department has indicted him on charges related to the classified documents found at his Mar-a-Lago home last year. In a post on his social media site, Truth Social, Mr. Trump says he's due in court in Miami on Tuesday, and he's released this video to his supporters. Here's just a segment.
So I just want to tell you, I'm an innocent man. I did nothing wrong. And we will fight this out just like we've been fighting for 7 years. It would be wonderful if we could devote our full time to making America great again.
Let's join Carol Lenig now, Washington Post national investigative reporter, author of books about Donald Trump and the Secret Service. Carol, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. Let me have you take it away. What is your reaction to this as somebody who has closely followed this man in politics and elsewhere?
Well, first off, great to be with you, Dimitri. And I'll just say that, you know, a lot of us in the newsroom at The Washington Post have been preparing and planning for this indictment for a while, not because we were rooting for it, but because our sources said it was coming. In fact, I remember a call in April when a particularly close person to the case said, get ready, he's going to be charged. The problem for Donald Trump is that, you know, he likes to be the person that announces what happens. And he was told via his lawyers, who got a call from prosecutors this evening, that they had indicted him in a court in Miami on multiple counts of both illegal retention of classified documents and attempting to conceal those documents by and obstructing a criminal investigation. And Donald Trump likes to be the person to be first with the news. So he posted something on Truth Social to tell everyone that this had happened, sort of stealing the thunder from anything that the federal prosecutors might have wanted to announce themselves. He is scheduled to be arraigned on Tuesday in Miami, according to the information we have from sources. Much of this came as not a surprise to reporters, at least in the substance, but in the timing. It happened rather quickly for a case that very recently moved to the Southern District of Florida from a grand jury that had been hearing this matter for months in Washington, D.C. And, you know, it also comes just a few literally days after Donald Trump's lawyers met with the special counsel, Jack Smith, and a top official in the Deputy Attorney General's office, trying to make the case that there should not be charges, that this should be handled administratively. And obviously, the special counsel appointed by the Attorney General feels very differently, feels this is a criminal case that he can win.
There is, of course, the Manhattan case, the hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. That, of course, has led to an indictment. There is the Georgia case, accusations of election interference. Not yet an indictment there. And this news tonight, do you agree with what we've been reading in the Associated Press and elsewhere? This may be the most dangerous, perilous case that Donald Trump is facing so far.
It is definitely the most perilous because it involves federal charges of obstruction of justice. The government just doesn't play when it comes to somebody who gets in the way of a criminal investigation, defies a subpoena, which is what many, many witnesses allege Donald Trump did in this case. You and your listeners will no doubt remember the huge differences between the Trump case and the Biden case. Biden's lawyers found some documents in his garage that he had inadvertently apparently kept, or if not inadvertently, they were there in his garage. They called the Department of Justice and the National Archives that day to let them know what they had found. In the case of Donald Trump, there are numerous witnesses who have either been compelled to tell or have shared that Donald Trump indirectly created a situation in which, after receiving a subpoena for classified records, he kept some of those records back. Records were moved out of a storage room where his lawyers were supposed to search for any remaining classified records. Those lawyers asserted no more records were anywhere in existence at Mar-a-Lago. All had been returned. But the government had more information and other witnesses and surveillance tape telling them that that was not true. When they had an unannounced surprise raid at Mar-a-Lago in August, they found more than 100 additional classified records that had been kept back from the government. That's the real peril for Donald Trump. It will be easy for the government to establish that he illegally retained classified records. basically the government found them. And now more challenging, but sounds like they have a lot of evidence, will be to prove to a jury that he obstructed and interfered with a criminal investigation to get those records back.
It's not only unprecedented to have this situation involving a former president, but if I read correctly the facts in the case that we know so far, would some prison time perhaps be involved? I realize I'm jumping way ahead here. We need to be meticulous and careful, but that is a factor here, is it not?
Could be. I don't want to make that leap tonight either, Dimitri. I think that we should be reviewing that carefully. But I'll say one thing in answer to your question, which is that many former prosecutors have told me the government had no choice. As unprecedented as this is to pursue a former president, to the first time ever to indict a former president on federal felony charges, as unprecedented as it is, the government knew how many other cases they have prosecuted of a lowly army captain or a former deputy to a national security role or a grunt, essentially, in a low-level office who either indirectly or directly emailed or carried home or did not lock, put under lock and key classified records, and how those people got the book thrown at them. In this case, Donald Trump has said to the world, it was totally my right to take those records. They're my records. He's not correct that those are his records. And the prosecutors that I've spoken to, obviously not directly involved in this case, have said the government could not let this stand.